that wasn't really what I was aiming for. I thought it was just like a typical game. There are not many games that can be easily solved at once, and when events overlap like this, there are many cases where the second event is also held together. After that, I lost my mind and simply started picking up things that look good, experiencing the limits of what I can hold with both hands.
I ate a lot of snacks before going out. Looked down at first, I really had no idea. As I was walking, I kept thinking, make the street better with what you find on the street. There was a graffiti on the wall that read 000-0000-0000 moving luggage, and below it was written, do not erase.
White atomizer. There were a lot of flies around, but they were rescued. Acquire the first item. This is not magic. If you put a colored substance
pink
inside,
flowers
you can spray
about the size of tree trunks with yellow tassels in the middle are embroidered on the instep. Why is this god here?
I still don't know what the beard and dry leaves are today, and how I can caught tomorrow. But just looking at them is pretty
and comfortable. And would I be like a scarecrow if I put these gloves and overshoes on loose long rod? Pink flowers about the size of tree thumbs with yellow tassels in the middle are embroidered on the instep. Why is this god here? Who took what? I put it out to throw away, but did it just fall off? I was thinking the same thing. And would I be like a scarecrow if I put these gloves and overshoes on loose long rod?
I still don't know what beard and dry leaves are today, and how I can hunt tomorrow.
I ate a lot of snacks before going out. Looked down at first, I really had no idea. As I was walking, I kept thinking, make the street better with what you find on the street. There was a graffiti on the wall that read 000-0000-0000 moving luggage, and below it was written, do not erase.
After that, I lost my mind and suddenly started picking up things.
Why the first item?
I was experiencing the limits of what I could
put the colored substance inside.
I still don't know what the beard and dried leaves are today, and how I can katamari,
then, I found
but just looking
atomizer.
At them is pretty
there were a lot
and comfortable.
Of flies around, but they were rescued. Acquire the first item.
I started by walking as if massaging the earth.
If you put a colored substance inside,
no special skills are required for massage.
Happy and honored to be able to present Katamari Kart, a serious and hilarious suburban game for more serendipitous, playful, friendly public art. Thank you for accepting us into your program. Let's go. When people make stuff outside of their houses, in the public and liminal spaces of their cities, it's as if they've taken up Paul Austin's advice to pick one spot in the city and begin to think of it as yours. It does
No special skills are required for massage.
Humane use of cities is messy and spontaneous, but it can also be a creative response to the environment and a reflection of personality, livelihood, society, culture, and traditions of the people that live and evolve in activity. Our starting point for thinking about this is Peter Wilshire and Rosemary Wright about their book Exploding Cities.
Why is this God here?
It is important to understand the user contributions to Earth order. This viewpoint gives room for ambiguity and personalization. Aspects of the urban environment that persist, protect, or enable these characteristics are referred to various fields like open space, open-ended space, and open-minded space. We emphasize the importance of recognizing that the human scale aspects of city of any size can foster diverse and important interactions with urban space. In these types of urban environments, people play with things and find new uses for them, which can be understood as individually created everyday expressions of the creativity of everyday people in all its facets. Relevant use and modification of the everyday environment leaves traces and fragments, remnants that layer up and decay over time. These traces are fine-grained evidence of life, humane scale attachment, action and care, affection, love, pride, and ordinary magic. They are like scattered oases, tacitly accepted, actively protected, ignored, or begrudgingly left alone.